Jeff Kinney is the author of 8 Diary of a Wimpy Kid books, with the latest being Hard Luck, whose November 5th release has this year's largest first printing of a book. Welcome to Craft, Jeff Kinney.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I think my kids started out with the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books way back with number one, which was read so often we probably only have parts of it lying around, which I think speaks well of a book since it's been read so many times. How do you feel about the incredible enthusiasm that your readers bring to your books?
It's been beyond belief, really, for me. You know, I was a person who wanted to be a newspaper cartoonist and couldn't break in, and I'm still sort of kicking myself, or pinching myself, not kicking myself, pinching myself that this has happened. I don't think I've fully absorbed it yet.
Okay. Well, tell me what happens in the latest book, at least as much as you can, with the hard luck afflicting our hero, Greg Heffley.
I'm not sure he's such a hero, but he deserves a little bit of hard luck, I think. You know, Greg is on his own. He's his best friend, Raleigh Jefferson, has abandoned him, and he's moved on to having a girlfriend. So Greg is on his own, sort of starting over socially in middle school and realizing that's not a good time to have to start over. And so Greg decides that the choices he's made in life on his own haven't led to the best results. So he decides to turn his life over to fate and to let chance kind of make his choices for him.
I read in an article, of all places, CNN Money, that said that you start every book with the jokes, then write the text, and finally add the cartoons. And that really intrigues me for a book like this, because as you mentioned at the beginning, you were a cartoonist, or not were, but you are a cartoonist. That's your background. It's where you wanted to get started. And I'm surprised that you start with the jokes, because I might have thought you'd start with the drawings. So tell me about starting with the jokes.
Sure. I think that, you know, my narratives aren't the best in the world. And I think that comes from me starting with the gags. So I take a few months, maybe about 4 or 5 months, to just try to come up with a bunch of good jokes. And 350, 375 seems to be the magic number for getting a good book. And then once I'm all done with those jokes, I try to figure out how I might string them together into a plot. Sort of like a disassociative writing, is that when I'm writing my jokes, I'm not thinking at all about theme or anything like that, or any kind of commonality between the joke. And that kind of liberates me to come up with the best gags that I can. And then, you know, I get into trying to make some sort of meaningful plot. But I think that if I did it the other way around and I started with the narrative, then I would try to insert humor, and humor wouldn't be the priority. And of course, the reason kids are reading my books is hopefully they find them funny. So I think that if I wrote them upside down, I would not end up with, or sort of in the conventional way, I guess you would say, then the books wouldn't be as funny.
Now, you said you had to have around 350 or 375 jokes for a book. What makes a good joke, and how do you test it?
Usually what makes a good joke is something that makes me a little bit uncomfortable, and my first reaction to it is, oh boy, I can't put that in the book. And then usually I'll figure out a way to kind of to turn it a little bit, or just enough to make it work for kids in my audience. So that's usually how I know. If it doesn't feel a little bit provocative, then it's probably not a very good joke.
But you feel, I'm guessing you have guards in place for going too far with that, and you have to work on that as well?
I do. Every so often, you know, I feel like I'm a little bit tone deaf, or I can't sense that something's not going to work, and then somebody else will catch it for me. But I have enough people looking over these books that I think you know, nothing horrifying has gotten through just yet.
Nothing horrifying. Okay, good. Well, I think you've got 65 million books in print, or something like that.
They just counted them up, and the new number is 115 million.
115 million books in print. So, yeah, if it were horrifying, we'd know by now. I think you're right. Yeah, if it were truly
horrifying. Or maybe that's the reason people like that. Who knows?
Now, your website mentions that you spent more than 7 years working on the first Diary of a Wimpy Kid book before you contacted a publisher. So Tell me what that work was all about. Was it getting the concept right, getting the story right, getting all those jokes? What were you working on in those 7 years?
It was a number of things, actually. It was first, I failed at becoming a newspaper cartoonist, which was my aspiration. And the reason that I wasn't able to succeed was because my illustrations weren't professional grade. So I came up with this idea that I would start representing myself as a kid, as Greg Heffley, and so as to avoid the people who are looking for quality drawings. And so I came up with the idea for Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and then I sort of sat on it for a while. I said, I really want to develop this idea. I don't want to come right out and put out work that's not ready for prime time. I think I've got a good idea. This might be my opus, and I need to nurture it. So I took actually 8 years from the time I thought of it until the time I showed it to anybody, to put together all my jokes and storylines and get it ready to be seen by somebody else.
Okay. Now, you've also had a role in the latest Wimpy Kid movie, because there are three movies now made from your books. So tell me about being involved in taking your books to the screen. What was that like for you?
It was very interesting. It was an edifying process. I certainly had never done anything like it at all. I remember the day I got a call from the production office when somebody said to me, this is Darlene from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And I was just thinking, wait a second, I'm Jeff from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Like, wow, somebody else is involved in this thing. Now it's an endeavor shared by many. So it was really interesting. I went all in. A lot of authors don't get the opportunity to do that. But I was as involved as I think an author really can be. I helped with the casting. I helped with the writing. I helped, I was in it as a kind of an extra, in two of the movies. And, it was really, a meaningful experience for me. And I learned a lot about, the industry along the way.
Yeah. I noticed that you were the father of Holly in the movie, in the movies. Tell me about that experience in doing acting. It seems like a really odd position to be in, where somebody, right, the director, will tell you, that's not how I want that character to proceed, or that's not how I want you to proceed. So what was that like?
Well, mercifully, I didn't have any lines, but even in the moments that I was called upon to have an expression on my face or act, I was so bad at it and so self-conscious that I just stood out like it was laughable. It was pretty terrible, because I consider myself to be a pretty socially savvy person, but I can't, I just can't do what actors do. And I really had no business on the screen. So, I got every time I show up on the screen, and when I'm watching one of those movies, I just look down or close my eyes, because I just can't bear it.
Okay, so we're not looking forward to you in it being in more movies, or is that something you think you will do?
I think that's the end of that. I think hopefully somebody will talk some sense into me if ever another movie is made for my books at all, that I'll just keep out of it. Nobody's getting anything good out of that experience.
Okay. Now, you recently participated in a fundraiser for victims of the May 20th Oklahoma tornadoes, going to give money for school libraries that were destroyed. And you did that in conjunction with several other artists and cartoonists and writers. Tell me about working with these other people, including Stefan Patsis, who is from Pearls with Swine.
Yeah, it was outrageously great. It was, I reached out to a few people who were on my dream list. Lincoln Purse, who does Big Nate, Stefan Patsis, who does Pearls Before Swine, and Timmy Failure. And then Dave Pilkey, who does Captain Underpants. I know Lincoln. I had met Stefan, and I didn't know Dave at all. And all three of those guys signed right up, and we went down there to Oklahoma and put on 2 days of events, and I think all of us got a lot out of it, and we really clicked with each other, which was shocking almost. We all took turns telling our stories, and there was so much overlap between us that it was kind of like a really magical moment, I have to say.
What kind of overlap did you have with the other folks that were in there? Were there just commonalities in your backgrounds, or the commonalities that they felt maybe something as kids that led to their being artists?
Yeah, I think our stories track the same way, which is that our first attempts weren't very good or didn't deserve to be read, or and so we tried again and eventually had a breakout. And then also the people that influenced us, like Carl Barks, seemed to influence a few of the other creators, and then Charles Schulz was a common thread between us as well, and it probably is for all cartoonists. So it was really neat seeing how close our stories were to one another's.
Okay, and the last question: can listeners still donate to that effort? Is there a website that you direct them to?
Yes, there's a website called drawntogetherbenefit.org, and it says drawntogetherbenefit.org, and there are T-shirts for sale still. And there's also the ability to donate to these libraries that really need it.
Jeff Kinney, thank you very much for talking to me today on Craft. Again, the latest book is the 8th in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid book series called Hard Luck, and we look forward to that book coming out on November 5th.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
For more from Jeff Kinney, visit our website at www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Be creative.